आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
इन् वर्स् नम्बर् 337 शंकराचार्य जी से कह पंडित सन, वेर इज द लर्नेड पर्सन एंड हु इज दिस लर्नेड पर्सन। सद असद विवेकी, विवेकी ही कैन डिस्क्रिमिनेट बिटवीन सत एंड असद, बिटवीन रियल एंड अनरियल। सद असद विवेकी, श्रुति प्रमाण एंड ही बिलीव्स इन श्रुति, ही बिलीव्स इन वेद, that they are praman, they are the means of knowledge for reaching my goal. What is my goal? To experience my own Atman. That is goal. Shruti pramana paramartha darshi, and he has fixed his gaze that I have to reach there. Such is the pandit. Pandit who knows how to discriminate between sat and asat. He believes in the Shruti, in the Veda, that whatever is written there, that Praman, that means of knowledge is valid and correct. And he has fixed his goal that I have to reach there. Paramartha Darshi. Janahi Kuryad Asato Alamba. Janahi, knowing the distinction between real and unreal. Unreal gives me dukkha, real will give me sukh. Knowing this, will he run to asat? A pandit who can discriminate between sat and asat, will he run to asat? Janani kuryat asata avalamba. Swapat hetu, it is the hetu, it is the cause for your own fall. If you go to asat, what will happen? Again, you are in the sansara only. Swapat hetu. Sisuvat mumukshu, a seeker, a mumukshu, should never do that. Never get united to asat. Sisu what? What does Sisu do? He gets up, falls down, gets up, falls down. So the Mumukshu should not do like that. Okay, I have fixed my goal. I know Shruti, what the Shruti are saying. They are the Praman. I want to pursue my path. And again, goes to the Vishaya again, goes to the sense object, goes to Asat again. Then he says, where is the man of who is a learned man? Then in 338 he says, Dehadi Sansakti Mato Namukti. If you are identified with the Deha, Adi, Adi means Prana, Mana, or all things which are related to body, your own relatives, or your house, car, everything, Dehadi. Sansakti Mataha Namukti. We have seen this thought for many times in almost all texts. If you are united with the Anatma, no mukti. No mukti. What is Dehadi? Dehadi is only Anatma. If I am attached to Anatma, na mukti. Muktasya Dehadi Abhimatya Abhava. But those who want mukti or those who are mukta, they are not identified. There is abhav. There is absence. Absence of what? Identification with anatma vastu. Identification with the deha. They are not identified with the deha. Suptasya no jagranam na jagrataha sapnaha. Like the sleeping man is not awake, nor is the waking man asleep. Bhinna guna asritva. Because their nature is contradictory. Their nature is contradictory. In Jagrat Avastha, you perceive whole world. In Susupti Avastha, you don't perceive anything. So their nature is altogether different. So if we are identified with Asa, Dehadi, Dukkha. Dukkha. If I am identified with the Sat, Sukha. Nature is altogether different. So if we are identified with the Dehadi, no question of mukti. Antar bahi swam. Antar inside. Bahi outside. Swam own self. Own self. Sthira jangamesu. In all sthira, immovable, jangam, movable. In all inert things and movable things. Gyatva. This gyatva word you will find many times I have said in Bhagavad Gita also it has come gyatva. Only we have to know about the Atman. We don't have to do anything to get Atman because Atman is already with us. But we are ignorant about it. Therefore we only have to know gyatva. Only know. Shruti will tell you how to reach there. Teacher will tell you, explain you, this is the way, this is the method you can proceed. Gyatva atmana adharataya bilokya. What is this atman? Adhar. It is substratum. This atman is substratum of this body and the atman which is not other than the Brahman is the substratum of the whole world. Brahman when conditioned by body we call it atman. Atman unconditioned by body is Brahman. Therefore, Atma is equal to Brahman. So what is this Atma? It is Adhar. It is substratum. Substratum of the whole world. Gyatva, Bilokya. Now he is observing everywhere. Same Atman. Whether it is inert or sentient being. Insentient being. We all have got Atman. Do I have to prove it? Very easy to prove. Are you existing? You have to say yes. In the moment you say no, we all have to go with four people to get you out from your house. Sat, Chit, are you able to hear me? That is Chit part. Have you ever experienced Anand from sense object also? Yes. Actually, that anand, source of that anand is also self, atma. So therefore, we all are sat, chit, anand. So it's very easy for the sentient being. How do you prove that the table has got Satchidananda? Table is existing. Table is expressing itself that I look like this. Bhati. Table is giving ananda also. How it is giving ananda? I am able to keep my book on this. Had the table been not there, I would have to hold this book like this for 1 hour. So this table is giving me ananda. So therefore this table is also Satchidananda. So whether it is sthavar or jangamam, whether it is movable or immovable, everything is Satchidananda. Vilokya. Tyakta akhilo upadhi akhanda rupa. Tyakta akhilo upadhi. If you want to see Brahman everywhere, what you have to do? Tyakta. What? Renounce akhila upadhi, all conditioning. This deh is called upadhi. And upadhi is also degree. Degree means, oh, I am chairman, I am chief executive. This is also upadhi. Oh, how much you have studied? I am master degree holder. This is also upadhi. So deh is upadhi, tyakta. Renounce all these upadhis. Then akhanda rupa purnatmana yasita esa mukta. Sa esa mukta, that person is mukta. Who is able to see that purnatma. Purnatma means infinite. Om purnamadaya purnamidam. Purn, infinite. Atma, akhanda rupa. There is no division. Akhanda rupa. He sees that.
340.
Sarvatmata bandha vimukti hetuhu.
Sarvatma bhavan parosti kaschita.
Sarvatma bhavan parosti kaschita.
Drishyagrahe sat upapadyate sau.
Drishyagrahe satya upapadyate sau.
Sarvatma bhavosya sadat manishthaya.
Sarvatma bhavosya sadat manishthaya.
Sarvatma tavandha vimukti hetuhu. Sarvatma bhavan parosti kaschita. Drishyagrahe sat upapadyate sau. Sarvatma bhavosya sadat manishthaya.
Sarvatmata bandha vimukti hetu. Hetu, cause, mean. For what? Bandha vimukti, release from bondage. So what is that called? Sarvatmata, recognizing of the universal, universe to be self. The whole world, whole universe is self only. Just now we saw, even the inert or sentient being, everything is Satchidananda. Sarvatmata. Everything is that self only. So cause of mukti, what is cause of mukti? Abiding in tattva which is all pervading is mukti. Abiding in that tattva which is all pervading is mukti. Or abiding in self, which is also all pervading, is mukti. Abiding. First we have to know what is that Atman, and then after that we have to abide in that. That is mukti. So the means for the complete freedom from bondage is identifying oneself with everything, anything of the world. Had got Satchidananda with it. Anything of the world. In Isavas Upanishad we have studied, yastu sarvani bhutani atmanni evan upasyati sarva bhute suchatmanam tatona vijugupsate. When I am able to see everybody in me, and the self of everybody is my own self. Na bijugupsate, there is no hatred. Why there can be hatred? He also has got Sachidananda, I also have got the Sachidananda. We cannot say that he has got a Sachidananda which is, so big. He has got a Sachidananda 1 ton, I have got only 1 gram. You can't say that. Each person has got the same Sachidananda. So there is no hatred, there will be only love. Like in all waves, there is only water. So state of being is what? Self of all is myself. That is sarva-atmata. Self of all is myself. In that state, I see myself everywhere. So bondage will remain till I reach sarva-atmata. Bondage will remain till I reach that sarva-atmata. तो यतो यतो निवर्तते ततो ततो विमुच्यते. इफ आई विड्रॉ फ्रॉम और एज आई प्रोसीड टुवर्ड द सर्वात्मता एज आई प्रोसीड माई बंधन इज ऑल्सो स्लोली स्लोली लूजनिंग. तो अर्लियर शंकराचार्य जी सेड इफ यू सी ईसत ड्यूअलिटी इफ यू सी लिटिल बिट ऑफ ड्यूअलिटी व्हाट विल हैपन फियर विल कम. So there is no duality in the whole world. Everywhere only Sachidananda is there, be it inert or sentient thing. Sarvatna bhavatna parasti kaschit. If somebody says, after that, do I have to do anything? Shankaracharya says, na parasti kaschit. There is nothing higher than this. The ultimate goal is what? Sarvatmata. Each and every being, object of the world is Bhagwan or is the Self. And we have proved that whether it is inert or sentient thing, all of them is Sachid Ananda. So realizing the Self in me is the Self of all, this is highest realization. Realizing that self in me is the self of all is the highest realization. If I can see the Sachidananda in each and everything and being of the world, that is highest realization. In Kathopanishad it was said, Pursatna Param Kinchit Sa Kastham Sa Paragati. Pursat, who is this Purus? Sachidananda. That is Purus. Pursatna Param Kinchit. There is no something superior, greater, higher than this Purus. Sa Kastha, that is the limit. And Sa Paragati, that is my gati, that is my goal also. So there is nothing beyond sarvatmata. That is our goal. Sarvatmata is our goal. In Kaivalya Upanishad, we have studied, one attains Brahman seeing the Atman in all creatures and all the creatures in Atman. Last year we studied Kaivalya Upanishad. So how can we transcend step by step to reach that Atmatattva? Shankaracharya ji, please tell us how to reach there. We all want sarvatmata. Okay. You have to understand, and that is me. There is nothing beyond it. That is me. That Atma or Brahman is me. It is not that Atma or Brahman is something different from me. That is me. And that is final attainment. That Brahman, that Atman, I am. Okay, I will tell you how to reach. So in Pad 3, it says, Drishya agrahe sati upapadyate asau. Upapadyate, realize, is realized. Asau, this state is realized. दिस स्टेट इज रियलाइज मीन्स यू रियलाइज आत्मन और यू गेट सर्वात्मता. हाउ? दृश्य अग्रहे सती व्हेन द सीन वर्ल्ड इज निगेटेड. दृश्य सीन. व्हाट इज सीन? फ्रॉम योर थॉट इनसाइड माइंड टू द होल ब्रह्मांड इज सीन. वॉट एवर इज परसीव्ड बाई फाइव ज्ञानेन्द्रियाज organs of perception, everything is seen. So in Sanskrit we will say drishya, drishya. So one is drishya, another is drashta. Drashta means seer. And who is ultimate seer? That Atman or Brahman is the ultimate seer. So there are only two things. One is drishya, other is drashta. In our Vedanta Bhasha, you can say one is anatman, other is atman. What is drishya? Whole anatma is drishya only. Whole anatma is drishya only. Okay. So one realizes this state by excluding the objective world. Drishya agrihe. Agrihe means, graha means the grahan. To perceive, to accept. I am seeing all of you. I am perceiving all of you. This is grahana. Agrahan, not seeing. Is agrahan. So this is to be completely negated and our attention should be shifted to drashta. Our attention should be shifted to drashta, seer. So one is seen, drishya. We all are caught up in the drishya, in the seen. But who is drashta? It's different from seen. Our attention should be shifted from seen to seer. Now, Shankaracharya ji said, drishya agrahe sati. When the whole thing is not there or negated, so the question arises, is it possible not to see drishya? Be very careful, we are going deep. Is it possible not to see drishya or world or scene? Is it possible? Or should I remain always in deep sleep? In deep sleep there is no drishya grahana. I hope you understand the Sanskrit word drishya and grahan. Grahan means accepting, seeing. Do you see anything in deep sleep state? Nothing. So if Shankaracharya is saying drishya agrahe, how is that possible? Is it practical? If I open my eyes, I will see drishya. If my eyes or ears are open, I will listen. Sound, sabda, sparsha, rupa, ras, gandha, it is continuously interacting. Is Shankaracharya saying something impractical? Or does he mean that always 24 hours we should be in deep sleep? The moment you awake, again take a pill. Go to sleep. Again take a pill. Go to drishya agraha. Okay. No, that is not the answer. But it is said realization depends on the drishya agraha. Realization depends on drishya agraha. Let me remind you what we studied in drishya vivek. Samadhim sarvada kuryat hrideva athva bahi. If I want to remain in samadhi, should I always close my eyes 24 hours and sitting? No. Once the realization has happened, after that with the open eyes also I will be able to Satchidananda in everything, in table, chair, everywhere I will see Satchidananda. So how to reconcile? Is it impractical? No. Understand the fine point here. Perceiving drishya and recognizing it as unreal is like this agraha. Perceive it, but know these things are unreal. Perceive sabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, but know in your heart that sabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, these all things are unreal. What do you mean by unreal? What is real? Real, which stays in three periods of time, is called real, sata. And what is unreal? Which is not there for three periods of time. Is the whole world there in three periods of time? No. Is your Jagrat Avastha real? Is it there in deep sleep? It is negated. Is the Swapna real? It is negated in deep sleep and Jagrat Avastha. Is deep sleep real? No. Deep sleep is negated when the Jagrat Avastha, dream Avastha is there. So Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha, Susipti Avastha, all three states are unreal. Then what is real? The illuminator of Jagrat Avastha, Susupti Avastha, and Swapna Avastha is real. Illuminator is always there. In the Jagrat Avastha, the illuminator is illuminating the whole world. In Swapna Avastha, what happens? There is no outside light. This is the illuminator's light. Your Satchit Ananda, your Atman's light is there by which you are seeing Swapna. And when the both worlds are not there, Swapna is not there, and Jagrat is not there, there is abhav, there is absence of world, that also is illumined by that illuminator. There is nothing, no thoughts are there now. So if we see drishya and we consider it unreal, it is drishya agra. But we do, we give reality to drishya. We give reality. We give importance to drishya. That is our fault. So while seeing movie, you see, I give you an example. While seeing movie, it is drishya agra. From the beginning itself, it is for my entertainment. It is not real. We know that. Or in the illusory thing like the sky is blue. We know there is no blueness in the sky. It is unreal. So naam roop will be there. State of no object, no perception will never happen. Naam roop will be always there. Objects will be also there. Perception will also happen. When we give reality to drishya, problem starts. Those things are all unreal only. Why unreal? Because they don't stay in three periods of time. I have already proved whatever we perceive in Jagrat Avastha is not available in dream and deep sleep state. Therefore, Jagrat Avastha is not Sat. Had it been Sat, then this Jagrat Avastha world should have been available to us in dream state and deep sleep state. But that is not our experience. Therefore, Jagrat Avastha is not Sat. It is unreal. Same way you can prove Swapna Avastha and Susupti Avastha. It's unreal. So through drishya, we have to reach drashta. Through drishya, from the scene, from the naam roop outside, I have to go to the substratum of naam roop. What is this whole word? Naam roop, that's all. Through naam roop, I have to go to the substratum. Through this drishya, this body, mind, equipment, I have to reach the illuminator, the drashta of this whole drishya. So what is the way, how to reach there? We already know, we studied in Drishyadrishyavivek. Upeksha naam rupadve satchidanand tatpara. Upeksha, renounce, what? Naam rup. Earlier in Drishyadrishyavivek, it was also said that in each and every object, and we always reassert that each and everything or being of the world has got five things. Asti, Bhati, Priya. This is Satchitananda. And Naam Roop. Naam Roop is given by Maya. So what we have to do? Renounce Naam Roop. What will remain? Satchitananda. Where? In each and everything. In each and every being. In me also. In all of you also. Satchitananda is there. So, if we concentrate on that satta, so that existence, we will reach there. We will reach drashta, which is pure existence. Sarvatma bhav arises only when we are able to negate upadhi. When we are able to negate upadhi, we will reach that satta. Then sarvatma bhav will also come. With upadhi, sarvatma bhav will not arise because upadhi limits. Upadhi limits. And who is the cause of this upadhi? Maya is the cause of upadhi. We all know how this gross body, subtle body, causal body is made. Maya. Maya made. Sarvatma bhava asya sadatma nishtaya. So when drashta is experienced by drishya agraha means when the seen is negated. You see, drashta and drishya both are there. Drashta, the seer, or the satchidananda, drishya, seen, prakriti, maya. So satchidananda and maya both are together. In my body also, both are together. But we think the body, which according to Vedanti Jainat, we think this body is Atma because it is sentient. But if we inquire, we come to know that sentience is lent by that Atman to body. This body cannot exist without Atma. So how can I reach there? It's not easy. Sarvatma bhava. Expand your mind. Expand your mind. Don't say, I am expanding Atma. Atma is already infinite. You cannot expand. If you think his Atma is going outside this hall, no, it's not the Atma going out. It is the mind going out. So what we have to do? We have to expand our mind and get identified with everything. So it is sarvatma bhava is what? It is an understanding. It is an understanding. Understanding that Satchidananda is there in each and every being and object of the world. This is an understanding. You see, a little bit more deep. For bondage, two things are required. One is the binder and the bound. Two things are required. If you want to bind some object with the rope, then the object and the rope are two different things. Binder and bound. But with the sarvatma bhav, if I expand my mind to each and everything of the world, whether it is a rope or object, then I will find that each and everything has the world has got Satchidananda. Who will bind whom? Think. if I expand my mind, Sarvatmata starts seeing in each and everything, being and object of the world, Satchidanand, then which object, which being or a thing will bind me? Because everywhere is only one Satchidanand. Other thing is not there. Who will bind whom? See? Who will bind whom? Next.
Drishyasya grahanam katham nu ghatate.
Drishyasya grahanam katham nu ghatate.
Dehatmanatishtatah. Bhayarthanubhava prasakta manasah.
Bhayarthanubhava prasakta manasah.
Tattat kriyah kurvatah.
Tattat kriyah kurvatah.
Sanyastakhila dharma karma visayaihi. Nityatmanishtha parayi. Tattvagyai karaniyam atmani sada. Anande chubir yatnatah. Drishyasya grahanam katham nu ghatate. Dehatmanatishtatah. Bhayarthanubhava prasakta manasah. Tattat kriyah kurvatah. Sanyastakhila dharma karma visayaihi. Nityatmanishtha parayi. Tattvagyai karaniyam atmani sada. Anande chubir yatnatah.
Now in this verse, Shankaracharya is telling us who can do drishya agraha and who cannot. Who can renounce the Naam Roop and who cannot renounce Naam Roop? Drishyasya agrahanam katham nu ghatate dehatmanatishtata. Dehatmanatishtata, for him who lives identified with the body. One who is identified with the body, one who is identified with anatma, drishyasya agrahanam katham ghatate. So, how the exclusion of name and form of the objective world is possible for that person? Who is identified with the Deha? One who is identified with the Anatma, how can he give up Namuru? He is identified. Dehatmanatishtata, who is identified, who abides in body, he who is attached to body, he is Dehatmanatishtata. Drishyam agrahanam na ghatate, that person will not be able to negate drishya. What is drishya? What we have to negate? Only naam roop we have to negate. That's all. But if I myself is attached to naam and roop, can I negate? No. How can you negate? You yourself are attached to Namru. You are Dehatmanatishtata. How can you negate? You can't negate. So giving up like, dislike, attachment not possible for Dehabhimani. One who is identified with the Deha, for him, likes and dislikes, etc., giving up that, very difficult. In Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Abhyakta hi gati dukkam deha dvatvi abhapyate. Kleso adhiktaram tesam abhyakta sakchetasam. There Bhagavan is comparing one who is trying to meditate on Sagun, other is trying to meditate on Nirgun. Bhagavan says, don't think Sagun is also easy. He says, Nirgun is more difficult. That means Sagun is also difficult. Nirgun is more difficult than Sagun. And there he says, Dehavatvi, one who is identified with the body, Abhyakta hi gati dukkham avapyate, he will never reach his goal. So goal of unmanifest is very hard for the embodied to reach. Same thing is said in the Bhagavad Gita also. So those who are identified with the body, it is very, very difficult for them to negate the drishya. Why? So in line 2 he says, Bahya artha anubhav prasakta manasaha tat tat kriya kurvata, whose mind is attached to the experience of the external object, tat tat kriya kurvata, who perform various acts for those ends. Bahya artha means what? Earth has got many meanings. Earth means wealth also. Earth means object also. Earth means effort also. Like purusharth. Purus plus earth is equal to purusharth. But here the earth means objects. Objects of the world. So what happens? When we perceive object of the world, according to our vasana, the likes and dislikes will come. When the likes and dislikes come, then there will be a kamana, there will be a desire. When there is a desire, and there will be action at the body. Tat tat kriya. If I am identified with the body, what will happen? When I see an object, immediately according to my vasana, I will like or dislike. The moment I like it, a desire will come. I should have this. And after that, we will act at the body level. Tat tat kriya. He indulges in that. Sadan ananda ichubi. Those who want to possess. What? Sadan ananda. Undying ananda. Which will never end. Sada ananda. Always ananda. Sanyasta akhila dharma karma visayi nitya atmanishtha parai tattva gai karniyam atmani sadananda ichubhi yatnatah. So what he has to do? Who wants sadananda? All of us want sadananda. But now we are happy with kadananda. Kadananda. Sometimes we get ananda, we are happy with that only. But if we want sadananda, sadananda ichubhi, desirer of sadananda, then what he has to do? Sanyasta akhila dharma karma visayi. Sanyasta, renounce. Acha. Renounce what? Akhil, all kinds of dharma, duties, karma, actions, visayi, objects. He has to do these three things. Dharma, karma and visaya. Renounce. Sanyasta. Nitya atman nishtaparai. And who are passionately devoted to atman. Who are those people? Tattva. Gai. The knower of tattva. Karniyam. Should be practiced. This should be practiced. What should be practiced? That you have to renounce your dharma, karma and visaya. Shankaracharya ji, why are you telling these impractical things? Is it possible for us? He said, what is the meaning of dharma? Dharma here means the Vedic karma, rituals. Rituals we do in order to get anything we desire. We do rituals. I want a son, putrishti yagya. I want to go to swarga, jyotishram hab, yagya. So he says, Vaidik karma, you have to renounce. Then what is karma? Karma is laukik karma. Laukik karma, so we have to renounce. And we say, what are the we say? Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Five sense objects, we say. So we have to renounce all those three things. So for all the seeker who wants sadanand, must give up duty, dharma, karma, action, visaya, object for abhinas in the atma, it is needed. So give up all external activities, attachment and identification, yatnata, with effort. Don't think it will happen one day. It is not going to happen one day. Your retirement will happen automatically one day. The company will tell you, now you go. But don't think this will, your gyan will happen one day, all of a sudden. So if you want sadananda, then follow last two lines of this verse. And if you want khandananda, then continue to be identified with the body. Follow the first two lines. Choice is yours. If I want permanent ananda, follow the last two lines of this verse. And if you are happy with the ananda which we all are experiencing now, then you don't have to give up identification with the body. Don't give up identification with the body. Continue to do your duty, dharma, rituals. You don't have to give up the visaya also. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. Jitna chahiye le lo. If you want khanda ananda, impermanent ananda. But if permanent ananda is needed, follow the last two lines. Okay. Next.
Sarvatma siddhaye bhikshoho. Sarvatma siddhaye bhikshoho. Kritashravana karmanah. Kritashravana karmanah. Samadhim vidadattesha. Samadhim vidadattesha. Shanto danta iti shrutihi. Shanto danta iti shrutihi. Sarvatma siddhaye bhikshoho kritashravana karmanah samadhim vidadattesha shanto danta iti shrutihi.
Sarvatma siddhaye bhikshoho kritashravana karmanah sarvatma siddhaye. So what is to be done to experience this sadananda? Sadananda of Atma. Do you want Sadananda Atma? Nobody wants? I think you have got doubt. Should we take Sadananda or we are happy with the Khanda Ananda? Okay, chalo, theek hai, impermanent. Abhi to kuch milta hai usko. Sadananda. Sarvatma Siddhaye Viksho Krit Sravana Karmana. Sarvatma Siddhaye, for realizing that whole universe is self, viksho means a sannyasi, krita sravana karmana, very, very important part. What you have to do is first thing is to be done, sravan, okay? For accomplishing oneness or for attaining that supreme state, yasmin sarvani bhutani atma eva bhuta vijanata, wherein the all beings are in your own self. If you want to get that state, the first thing is that who wants to get this state? Bhikshu. A sannyasi wants that state. ऊजे सन्यासी कौपीनवंत खलु भाग्यवंत भिक्षान्न मात्रेण च तुष्टिमंत. See, he has given everything. He is Kaupin. Only Langoti is there. Only Langoti, position. And Shankaracharya says, this Kaupin Vanta is Langoti Wala. Khalu indeed, Bhagavanta, most fortunate person in this world. Why so? Bhiksha namate na tushti manta. He is living on Bhiksha. And Santushta, tushti. Okay. He looks like a beggar, nothing on body, abdut. He is sannyasi like Sukadev and Sankadi. Like Sukadev and Sankadi, he is like that. And he has given up everything. He has not reached ultimate, but has moved up in the spiritual sadhana. The crux of the question is the Shravan of Vedanta is to be done first. Step number one. Step number one. In Sadhana Panchakam we have studied Atmechya Vyavasiyatam Nijgrihat Turnam Vinirgamyatam Turnam. Very fast. The moment a desire comes in you that I want to know Atma, immediately. It's not physical giving up of your home. It is the giving up the identification of this home of Atma, the Atma Bhav. Identification with the Atma or with the body is to be given up. You will have body. Because with this body only I will reach there. But identification is to be denied. Then Krita Shravana Karmana. So renounce house. Approach a teacher, surrender, get knowledge by Shravan. Also always remember, Agyan will go away only by Shravan. Likhke rakh do. Agyan will go away only by Shravan. What to do then after that? Samadhim vidadati esa santadanta iti shruti. Samadhim, meditation. Vidadati, prescribe. Samadhi after Shravan. Take the step very clearly. First step, Shravan. Many people sit in meditation that I want to take alamban or support of some lamp. Some lamp. Or I am meditating on the fragrance. I am getting fragrance. They are doing, or they are doing Kundalini meditation, Kriya Yoga. Ask them, what is self? Don't ask this question. I am meditating. Are you have to know first, Shravan Karo, what is self? If you reach that state, will you be able to recognize that state or not? Therefore, Shravan is must before Samadhi. Many times I have stated that. Now Shankaracharya is telling very clearly here. Samadhim vidadati esa. And who will do the Samadhi? Santa Danta iti Shruti. Shruti says, Veda says. Where it is written, we'll see it now. Who is calm? Santa Danta. Danta means self-control. One who is self-controlled, one who is calm in mind, he can sit for Samadhi. So this is to be cultivated first. To get Sarvatma Bhav, must do Samadhi. When I do Samadhi, I come to experience my own Atman, then I experience everywhere. With open eyes also, I will be able to see. And how to see with open eyes? Even Bhagwan in Vibhuti Yoga, in Bhagavad Gita, tells Arjuna how to see me in objects of the world with open eyes. Vibhuti Yoga. So after listening from Guru, do Manan and then Nididhyasan. Why this sequence is said? It is said in Upanishad, Atma Bhare Trashtabhya, Srotabhya, Mantabhya, Nididhyasitabhya. Upanishad says, these are the steps. Ved is saying that. We have to do that. So what is samadhi? Shankaracharya is going to discuss after 10-15 verses. So let the time come, we'll discuss the samadhi also at that time. So who decided the sequences of Sravan, Manan, Nidhi, Dhyasan? Can I do samadhi first? No. Upanishads say that you have to do Sravan, Manan, Nidhi, Dhyasan, Atmavare, Drashtabhya, Srotabhya, Mantabhya, Nidhi, Dhyasan. This is in Upanishad. Can I do samadhi first? No. First you have to get the inner wealth, sat sampatti. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, santo danta uparte ititukshi samahita sraddhavito bhutma atman neiva atmanam vipasyet. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says that you have to get this sat sampatti. So how will you come to know about the sat sampatti? Are you tattvabodh class mein aao tab hum batayenge na what is sadhan chatushtay. I will tell you what is Vivek, what is Vairagya, what is Sarsampati, what is Mumuchutam, everything will explain. Or if you have not heard, visit our website. But you have to have book with you. If you don't have book, then come to the bookstore, buy a book. Okay. So nice to listen, but when you do sadhana, you will experience one obstacle, you know. One obstacle will be there. When you start this sadhana, one obstacle will come. What is that obstacle? Ahankar will come. Ahankar of giving up all. Are humne sab chhod diya. You know, I am a sannyasi, I have got only one lagoti. This is also ahankar. Everything I have left, you know. Shankaracharya says, be aware of this ego. Ahankar is mighty and difficult to kill. Be careful. But by samadhi, we can overcome ego. By samadhi, we can overcome it. Achha. Next, we will see in our next class. He says, aham vinasa kartum na sakya sahasa api. You cannot remove or destroy your ego sahasa immediately. Are khatam ho gaya mera ego. No, it will not happen. It will take time. How to remove this ego? We will see it in our next class. Now, next week, weekend, we have our graduation ceremony, and also we Guru are celebrating Purnima. Guru Purnima on the 5th July. 5th July we are having our Guru Purnima celebration. It is Ved Vyasa's birthday, and Ved Vyasa compiled all Vedas for us. He is not author, but he compiled and made four volumes and kept it for all the people who will be born in Kali Yuga. Because our memory is very short. Earlier they used to memorize. And generation after generation, it used to continue. Chaturvedi, Trivedi, Dvivedi, and Vedi. This way we continued. Now on this Veda, on this thing, Guru Parampara started from Lord Shiva, and then Shankaracharya Madhyama, Asmadacharya Paryantam, Bande Guru Parampara. We are getting the same knowledge which was given by Lord Shiva and Ved Vyasa, and we are coming, we are getting the same knowledge in Guru Shishya Parampara. It is a very auspicious day for all Vedant students. And all of you must give Guru Dakshina. It is not charity. It is not bheek. It's not begging. Dakshina is given to a samarth person. One who is samarth, who can give you, who can teach you. And bheek is given, a daan is given to a person who is not capable, who doesn't have that. It is normally said, if you are consulting a doctor, you have to pay fees. If you don't pay him fees, people say, medicine won't work. Medicine won't work. Similarly, unless you pay Guru Dakshina, knowledge will not abide. I am not saying that you should pay me this much amount to Chinna Mission or that much of amount. Whatever you want to give, but do give. Donate to Chinmay Mission. Because Chinmay Mission is continuing this pratha. There are very few, very rare institutions in the world who has got this parampara, Guru Shishya parampara. Even in Haridwar and Rishikesh, all the steps in the ashram and Kailas ashram and all are closed. It's not there. So if we do not support it, if we don't donate, if we don't give dakshina, then how can this parampara will continue? Cannot continue. So please donate. So that was about the July 5th. After that, I am going to Minneapolis for 3 weeks. So our next class will be on Sunday, 2nd August. So what you all will do for 3 weeks? I must give you homework. Otherwise you will forget everything. So in Vivek Chudamani, we have covered 2 sections. So I am giving you 2 questions. One is how Shankaracharya has condemned ego and what is the way suggested to end it? I'm giving you a little bit hint also. Answer is given in verse number 298 to 309. Let me repeat the question once again. How Shankaracharya has condemned ego and what is the way suggested to end it? If you remember correctly, Shankaracharya gave 4 examples that this ego is Rahu. This ego is like a snake guarding that ananda. This ego is not allowing us to reach that ananda. It is like a kanta, is a thorn in the neck, not allowing us to have the sumptuous ananda. And one more was there. It's like a vis, poison. So even a little bit of trace of poison is there in your body, you cannot say, I am fit, I am well. A little bit of ego is there. You are not well. So study that portion and how to end it. Can anybody tell me what was the word used by the Shankaracharya? All blank. Vigyan maha asina. By Vigyan. Not only Gyan. Vigyan in Samadhi you experience Vigyan maha asina. Is the great sword to kill this ego. And the second question is, what method is suggested by Shankaracharya to come out of anarthkari parampara? Now, what is anarthkari parampara? You all know. Vasana, kam, karma, or abhidya, kam, karma. So Shankaracharya has suggested how to end this anarthkari parampara. The answer you will find in verse number 310 to 319. So, this is homework for all of you. Please do it if you want Sada Ananda, you know. If you are happy with the Khanda Ananda, then you don't have to do any homework. If you want Sada Ananda, then our knowledge has to be very clear. A doubt-free knowledge will be there. So, any other announcements? Yes, Pujya Guruji, there is another window coming up here. So, Pujya Guruji birthday celebration We are celebrating on 30th. And Swami Sarnananji will be doing Paduka Puja at Badri on 30th June, 6 p.m. Zoom ID number is given here. And there will be bhajan and the message will be given by Dhirenji. Auntie Ji will in Rajupchar sing one bhajan. And then the next we have on Saturday, July 4th, we have the graduation ceremony from 10 a.m. onward. Everything will be on Zoom. The Guru Purnima also, I've already told you about the Guru Purnima. We'll be doing the puja here, Paduka Puja, from 10 a.m. to 12 up to noon. So you can join, you can do Paduka Puja at your home, follow the steps what we are doing. It will be also a Zoom session. And after that, there will be bhajans by other centers also, Badri, Gangotri, and Yamunotri group. They all will be doing bhajans also. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.